Welcome to The Schmooze with Rabbi Mintz, rabbi at Congregation Beth Israel and co-director of Chabad of Forsyth, Dawson, and Lumpkin with his wife, Chaya. The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at jewishforsyth.org. Now, let's get schmoozing with Rabbi Mintz and his co-host, Tim House, on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Hey, good morning, folks. The Schmooze, brought to you again this morning, WDUN, here in Gainesville, Georgia. Rabbi Levi Mintz and myself, Tim House. Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Good to see you again this morning.
Same. Great to see you.
Good. We got a busy show today.
Oh, my gosh. A busy show, a busy day, a busy week, a busy end of year. A lot of great stuff are happening. What's up, Tim?
Well, the first thing we do is we like to tell folks a little bit about us. We're motivated by a profound love for every Jew and spurred by boundless optimism. Congregation Beth Israel is dedicated to building community every day through a dazzling array of programs and services to serve the spiritual and physical needs of all Jews from all walks of life with unconditional love and acceptance. Folks, we want you. We need you. We love you. Please come join us. Be with us. 470-253-7111. Forsyth.org. Rabbi, 9 days.
Oh my gosh, Hanukkah is coming up, the Festival of Lights. It's unbelievably exciting, and questions came in about Hanukkah,
yes,
to discuss about Hanukkah. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that on December 22nd, the first night of Hanukkah, and December 23rd, the second night of Hanukkah, are going to be grand community unity Hanukkah celebrations. Lighting the menorah, singing the Hanukkah songs, DJ, fire performances, latkes, donuts, Hanukkah gelt, the community, our friends, everyone coming together. One, the first evening on the 22nd is going to be at the Halcyon at 5 p.m. On Monday night, it's going to be at the Collections at 6:30 p.m. Mark your calendars. This is going to be one of the highlights of the entire year to come and celebrate Hanukkah together. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
I am too. It's a third year for me at the Collections. And folks, there's a lot for the family to do, stuff for the children, and it's truly, truly a blessing to be there and be with other Jews
absolutely.
And other people that want to celebrate. So please join us at those events.
And Tim, before we jump into the Ask the Rabbi questions, because I know they're Hanukkah themed and fascinating questions, but for those that are listening, my dear friends, right now, I know that you value so much and love this radio show, The Schmooze Live, together with Tim House and myself, Rabbi Mintz. And this is a program that's presented by Congregation Beth Israel. And we receive it every single week. Today, for the next 36 hours, we are having a year-end campaign to raise $120,000 in only 36 hours. And here's the deal. We have generous donors that have came up to double every single donation that you make. That means you will donate $100. It's really $200, $400, $800, so on and so forth. My dear friends, please go to charity, charity.com/Forsyth. It's charity with a D. And please make your contribution today. Every single dollar that you donate, it is doubled for the next 36 hours. Again, it's charity with a D, not a T. Okay. charity.com/Forsyth. Let's make a big win for North Georgia today in the next 36 hours.
Yeah, folks, it's a great and worthy cause, and again, we do a lot for the community, and please help us if you can. We'd love to have anything you could do would be a blessing to us. And with that being said, one of my favorite things, I mean, I know you folks know I don't like to eat, but the rabbi teases me all the time about the Hanukkah jelly-filled donuts, and that was a question that was brought to us. Is why do we eat jelly-filled donuts on Hanukkah?
That's such a great question. First of all, can we both agree that we all love jelly-filled donuts on Hanukkah?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Here's the question. If you had to choose from a custard-filled donut on Hanukkah or a jelly-filled donut on Hanukkah, what would your choice be?
I'd probably go with the jelly.
Jelly. Do you want to have sugar on top, or do you want to have chocolate or caramel?
I'm not supposed to eat the sugar, but, you know, I'll adjust my insulin accordingly.
Saying, if you have a jelly donut, you don't care what's on top of it. You're happy with the jelly donut.
They're fantastic.
You know, and having donuts on Hanukkah is really the way to celebrate. And the reason why we have donuts is because it's deep fried in oil. And we actually eat a lot of foods on Hanukkah that are deep fried in oil, like latkes, the potato pancakes. The reason why we eat those latkes, which are delicious, is because they're deep fried in oil. And the reason why we eat so many of this very healthy food over the 8 days of Hanukkah is because we remind ourselves of the miracle that happened on Hanukkah with the oil. Hanukkah is the holiday where we celebrate the fact that a small jug of oil that should have only lasted for one day, a pure jug of oil that was found in the Holy Temple after the victory of the Maccabees over the Syrian Greeks, that the Maccabees, they used that oil to light the menorah. And although it took them many days to get new, pure olive oil, a miracle happened that the small flask of oil lasted for 8 days.
Right.
So to remind ourselves of this incredible miracle that happened with oil, we eat all of this delicious food like donuts and latkes that are deep fried in oil.
And you know, there's other things besides jelly you can put in the donuts.
Oh, absolutely.
And things of that nature.
I saw this last year. I couldn't believe it. There is this deli out in Los Angeles, and I think it's now happening in other places, that they're literally filling donuts with meat,
yes,
with brisket inside.
Yes.
Could you imagine a donut stuffed with brisket?
Oh, I could imagine it.
Tim, this is up your alley.
Right in my ballpark, right, correct. Well, then, folks, enjoy the donuts. I'm sure we'll have some if you come to either one of the menorah lightings. We've also got another question, Rabbi.
Yeah.
And it goes along with the Hanukkah theme, is why do we add light each night of Hanukkah?
What a great question. Because the first night we light one candle, the second night is two, the third night three, so on and so forth. And we keep on going all the way until we have 8 nights of Hanukkah. And the answer, Tim, is that one of the greatest messages that Judaism teaches the world is how it's always important to grow, to add light, never to become complacent on our past victories and our past accomplishments. It's so easy to say, yesterday I lit one candle, look at all the good that I've done. But if God gives me life today, I must find ways to add in my mission and my purpose and how I'm able to make a contribution to make this world better. I gotta light 2 candles. And tomorrow I can't say, but yesterday I lit 2. Today I gotta add 3. The message of Hanukkah is always to keep on adding light. More, more, more every day we've got.
That's very inspirational, very inspirational. Folks, we're going to take a quick break because we've got a lot to talk about at this point. We'll be right back with you.
My dear friends, this is Rabbi Mintz speaking to you. Today, for the next 36 hours, we are having a charity campaign raising $120,000 in just 36 hours. All the good that we do to the community in a strong and vibrant way, caring for all with unconditional love and acceptance, happens because of you and your ongoing support. Please join today, our year-end campaign to add life and love to North Georgia. Every dollar that you donate today is doubled. So please make your donation today and know that your donation is ensuring a strong and vibrant Jewish future here in North Georgia. Please go to charity.com/Forsyth. charity.com/Forsyth, and make your generous donation today. Thank you very much.
Hey folks, we're back again. Rabbi Levi Mintz along with myself, Tim House, here on The Smooze. Rabbi, we've been talking about positive emotions. What have we got for us this morning?
Oh my goodness, we've been doing a 4-week series about positive emotions, how to maintain positive emotions. But before we jump into our segment today about how to maintain positive emotions, despite the pain and hardships, let's put smiles on so many people's faces today. My dear friends, we are in the midst of a 36-hour year-end charity campaign raising $120,000, and we have generous matchers that are backing every single donation made to double it. That means today, if you donate $500, it's $1,000. $1,000, it's $2,000. $100, it's $200. My dear friends, please take the moment right now as the campaign is live. Go on your phone, go on your laptop, charity with a D, charity, charity.com/Forsyth, and give your live donation today. Every dollar matters. And I can tell you, it's going to put a huge smile on the thousands of people that benefit from all the wonderful work that Congregation Beth Israel and Chabad Forsyth does every single day with unconditional love and acceptance to all throughout North Georgia. With that being said, Tim, how does one maintain positive emotions despite the pains and hardships? And I got to tell you, I think we have to engage in this conversation truly wearing white gloves, to be very sensitive. Because when people do go through pain and hardships, it's very difficult. It's not easy. To make light of someone's hardships is wrong. And we're not talking about hardships that come from wrong expectations, right? I saw there was a video clip that was going around last week where there was a girl that came to the Dr. Phil show, and she was crying because her mother wouldn't buy her a very expensive car. And she was broken by the fact that her allowance monthly is only $1,000. And she feels that she should be getting $2,500. So she's there sitting on the Dr. Phil show crying how much pain, how much hardships she has because her mother won't give her $2,500 a month to spend on all the things that she loves. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about people that go through pain and hardships towards the things that I think we can all agree should everyone should have. Food on the table, a roof over someone's health, over someone's head, good health, bare necessities. Every living human being should be blessed with these things. And yet we look around, how many people are challenged with health? How many people are challenged with the fact of even putting bread on the table, not being able to have a roof over their head? And that's why engaging in this question that how is it possible to engage and keep positive emotions despite pain and hardships, it has to be done with an incredible amount of sensitivity. And I want to first lay out sort of a preface. I can't, nor can you, nor can anyone, give the solution, the medicine. Right? If someone is having bad health, they need to go to a doctor, and at the end of the day, pray to God, and hopefully their health will turn around. I can't give a perspective that will take away the illness. I can't give a perspective that will take away the fact that there's not enough money in the bank to pay for a roof over one's head. One has to pray and do whatever they need to do. But all we can do is to give perspectives that despite the pain, despite the struggles, one is still able to maintain a positive emotion. And the reason why this is so important is because life is so valuable. And we know that negative emotions, when they take us over, they take us and they drag us down and they don't allow us to move forward. But yet if a person is able to maintain a happiness, a joyfulness, positive emotions, they'll have the strength to get through it all, or they'll be able to be happy, which is valuable in and of itself. So I would like to present to him two perspectives. One perspective that, let's say we would call it the Rabbi Akiva perspective, which is maybe the first and the most standard of all perspectives of how to maintain positive emotions. And then the higher perspective, the Nachum Ish Gamzu perspective, which is interesting is that Nachum Ish Gamzu was the teacher of Rabbi Akiva. So let's start with the perspective of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was known to say that everything that God does is for the good. Whenever anything would happen, he would say, everything that God does is for the good. And he would want other people to say the exact same thing. And the Talmud tells us a fascinating story about Rabbi Akiva. And here's the story, Tim. Rabbi Akiva was once traveling. Now, it's not traveling like we travel today. It wasn't in a car. It was in a horse and wagon. You didn't have a Motel 6 or a Holiday Inn on the side of the highway. You traveled. And when the sun set, you made sure that you found a place to sleep. Because you didn't want to be outside. You were worried about bandits. And you're also worried about wild animals. The sun sets and Rabbi Akiva travels to the local town, knocking on the doors, asking, could I stay by you the night? And if need be, I'll pay. He comes along with a candle so that he can study Torah. He comes with a rooster so that it can wake him up early in the morning so that he can continue his day to pray and study and keep on moving forward. And he has a donkey. What's the purpose of the donkey? To carry his belongings. He knocks on each door in the city and everyone in that town says, you can't come here. He says, why? Because you're Jewish. Get out of the town. Get out of the place. We're not hosting you. Imagine how Rabbi Akiva felt at that time. The sun's going down. I'm going to have to sleep in the field. And Rabbi Akiva said, everything that God does is for the good. And he kept on going and he slept and he made himself a campsite on the side of the town. In the middle of the night, all of a sudden, an animal came and ate his donkey. And his reaction was, everything that God does is for the good. Then another animal came and ate his rooster. And Rabbi Akiva's reaction was that everything that God does is for the good. And then the winds were blowing, and he couldn't manage to get that candle to light. Rabbi Akiva is sitting outside, all alone, on the side of a town, has no bed to sleep on. He has no donkey no more. He has no rooster no more. He doesn't have a candle. And what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Everything that God does is for the good. Well, here's the other side of the story, Tim. That night, bandits came to that town. They ransacked that town, taking many prisoners. And then they were running through the fields, and they ran right past Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva recognized that, yes, everything that God does is for the good. Because if he was sitting in that town, the chances were that he would have been taken as a prisoner. If he would have had a donkey and a rooster and that candle, without any question, with all the noises, he would have been noticed. Rabbi Akiva sitting there now, happy that everything that happened, happened. Because he's now able to see that everything that God does is for the good. And this is the first Rabbi Akiva perspective. Where there are times in life where we have pain, we have challenges, and it's felt and it's real. To pretend that we don't feel these pains, we feel it. Like Rabbi Akiva was annoyed that he had to sleep on the side of a tree. He was bothered that he didn't have a candle, didn't have a donkey, didn't have a rooster. But he knew, and he had the faith, that everything that God does is for the good. So hopefully tomorrow, maybe in a year, maybe in 10 years, I'll see the good. And maybe I'll never know the good, but I have faith that everything that God does is for the good. And I think we can reflect on this, Tim. I think we could think, even in the last year, think of one thing that happened in our life just in the last year, that at the time we were so broken, we were pained, but yet we had the faith. And now, hindsight, looking back, we're so happy that those things happened, because now we're in a much better position. This happens often. And this is the Rabbi Akiva perspective. But this is just the beginning, Tim, because a higher elevated perspective is the Nachum Ish Gamzu perspective of how to maintain positive emotions. And of course, we'll talk about this perspective when we come back from the break. My dear friends, this is Rabbi Mintz speaking to you. Today, for the next 36 hours, we are having a charity campaign raising $120,000 in just 36 hours. All the good that we do to the community in a strong and vibrant way, caring for all with unconditional love and acceptance, happens because of you and your ongoing support. Please join today our year-end campaign to add life and love to North Georgia. Every dollar that you donate today is doubled. So please make your donation today and know that your donation is ensuring a strong and vibrant Jewish future here in North Georgia. Please go to charity.com/Forsyth. charity.com/Forsyth, and make your generous donation today. Thank you very much.
Hey folks, we're back with you on the Smooze. Rabbi Levi Mintz is here, along with myself, Tim House. Rabbi, you left us on the edge of the seat again.
There you go. We got to keep on target. How to maintain positive emotions despite the pain and hardships in life. But before we jump into this discussion, I got to tell you, my friends, you love the work that Congregation Beth Israel does and Chabad of Forsyth does. We are strong and vibrant because of you and your ongoing support. It's the end of the year and we need to end financially strong. Right now we are having a $120,000 campaign, raising all the funds in just 36 hours, and every contribution you make today is doubled. That means if you make a $500 contribution, it's $1,000. $1,000, it's $2,000. $100, it's $200. Please, go take out your phones, take out your computers, go to charity.com/Forsyth, charity with a D, charity.com/Forsyth, charity.com/Forsyth. Send a link to your friends, send a link to your families. Let's end this year strong. Let's make this happen.
Rabbi, with that announcement, let's keep going.
Let's do it. So my dear friends, let's go to the elevated perspective. The elevated perspective about how to maintain positive emotions despite pain and hardships. And of course, we have what we call the Nachum Ish Gamzu perspective. The Nachum Ish Gamzu perspective is a fascinating perspective. And here's the tale. He was famous for always saying, "This too is for the good. This too is for the good." And that's why they actually called him Nachum, which was his first name, Gamzu, because Gamzu means this too. This too is for the good. Here's the story of this individual, the teacher of Rabbi Akiva. He was a great sage, and there was a mission to go and visit the Caesar. And the question was, who was going to go and be the representative of the Jewish people at this time? They looked around, and it made sense that they should send Nachum. So the community came together, they got a box, and they filled the box with gold, diamonds, gems, stones, to give it as a gift to the Caesar. Because you have to remember that back in those days, to stand in front of the Caesar, it was life and death. You had to make a good impression. You had to be careful about the words that you said. So of course, if Nahum was coming to the Caesar representing the Jewish people, he's not coming as a private citizen. He's coming as a representative. He has to make a good impression. So he takes a horse and wagon, puts the chest that's worth, you could just imagine the worth, filled with gold and diamonds, so on and so forth, and he travels. That night, he has to spend the night at the inn. He gets off the horse and a wagon, he has his belongings, and of course, he brings with him this chest of gold, silver, diamonds, so on and so forth, and he brings it with him. In the middle of the night, the innkeepers, they come inside of his room, they open up the chest while he was sleeping, and they liquidated all of the gold, all of the diamonds, all of the wealth that was in there. And they filled it with dirt, hoping that it will be so heavy in the morning that when Nahum Ish Gamzu picks it up, he won't notice what happened. Well, he wakes up, and of course, he picks up the lid to look and see what's inside. And he sees inside this box that it's filled with dirt. And what does he answer? Gamzu Latova. This too is for the good. And he gets up, somehow with still a smile on his face, and he continues his route to meet the Caesar. And he comes to the Caesar with his now container filled with dirt. And he says, Caesar, I've come as a representative of the Jewish people to bring to you a gift. Please enjoy this container filled with dirt. The Caesar opens it up and he sees all the dirt inside. And the Caesar looks at Nahum Ish Gamzu, horrified, disgusted by the chutzpah, to come and bring me a gift of dirt as a representative of the Jewish people. And he ordered the death of Nahum Ish Gamzu. And this Jew looks at the Caesar with a smile and it says, Gamzu Latova, this too is for the good. And right then and there, the Talmud says that Elijah the prophet came, standing like looking like one of the soldiers, and came to the Caesar and says, stop, before you kill him, do you remember the biblical episode where Abraham had a fight, a war with the other kings, and Abraham took dirt and he threw it at the kings, and the Bible tells us that it turned into spears and he won the war? Maybe the Jews are bringing the same dirt. The Caesar said, interesting. He picked up some of the dirt and he threw it, and it turned into spears. And the Caesar then took it to wage the next war, which he won. And they let Nahum live. But not only that, but the Caesar ordered an unbelievable thing, that he was given gifts and everything that he came and he wanted on behalf of the Jewish people he was given. Gamzu Latova, this too was for the good. What's interesting about the perspective of Nahum Ish Gamzu is that from his world, his reality, his viewpoint, there was never one moment of pain. There was never one moment of hardship. He saw a bucket filled, a chest filled with dirt. This is good. He hears that he's about to be killed by the Caesar. This is good. This is a much higher level. The Rabbi Akiva perspective, he feels pain, but he knows that this will be for the good. The Nahum Ish Gamzu perspective is that there's no pain. There's no hardships. He's able to feel at that moment that this is good. Because if everything comes from God, and God is good, then everything that comes my way is good. Either it's revealed good or it's hidden good. But the bottom line is, it's good. Let me be happy. And it's from this perspective that we are always able to maintain positive emotion despite everything that's going on in our lives. So my dear friends, Tim, we are just 1 week away from Hanukkah. Regardless of what's happening in our lives, regardless of how our year has been, the pain is real. But we can lift ourselves up to have just a different perspective. And with this different perspective, to know that everything comes from God and everything is good, we can go into this holiday season singing and dancing with positive emotions, feeling good about our life and feeling good about all the blessings that are about to come our way.
Rabbi, so inspirational. Remember, folks, everything is for the good. Rabbi, thank you again. We look forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
God bless. L'chaim to life. And of course, don't forget, charity.com/Forsythe. $120,000 in 36 hours. Today, please add light to the world with your extra good deed. God bless. Have a wonderful week. And looking forward to seeing you next week at The Schmooze.
Thank you, folks.
The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at theschmooze@jewishforsythe.org.